Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Thursday, so we're going to talk a little bit of history. All week, we've been looking at GOATs. I was going to do whoever, you know, this week and next week, the two teams in the Super Bowl, but I just cannot, in good faith, do like a pro Patriots or Tom Brady podcast. And because of that, we've been looking at GOATs. People say Tom Brady is the greatest of all time. I just see it as Tom Brady's a GOAT. So yeah, GOATs. It's been a really interesting week. You know, there the GOATs in video games, GOATs in movies, Quantum and Woody's GOAT in comics. I also meant to mention yesterday that there's a webcomic called GOATs that's really good and you should definitely go check it out. But yeah, GOATs are everywhere. They're a pretty important part, I guess, of our society. I mean, that's not even counting or taking into account like satyrs and like demon goats and things like that. But today I thought we would kind of look at where the goat comes from. You know, it's been domesticated for thousands and thousands of years. I think I read somewhere that they think it's been domesticated for close to 10,000 years, which is insane. But there's a species that's still around that is kind of the ancestor, I guess. What's the official word? Is like progenitor. Yes, it's like the granddaddy goat is what it is, and that's the Bezoar ibex. Now, it's a wild goat, and it's in Afghanistan, Armenia, Iraq, Iran, Russia, Turkey, Lebanon, and they've even recently brought it into New Mexico, which is kind of random. But this is what most scientists believe, like I said, as the, if it's not like the main granddaddy of all goats, it's the one of the top ones. Like, or yeah, if it's not solely responsible for it, it's, there's not much else that is. And these they live in really kind of rocky and mountain areas that, like you see in movies and stuff, where it's hard to get to. So hunt, like, they are trophy hunters, and we'll get to that in a second. But where they live, super rocky, steep cliffs, high altitudes, places, you know, that just aren't conducive to humans, which, hey, good for them. The reason that they are hunted for trophies is they have, in relation to body weight, the world's longest horns. The average male weighs about 140 pounds, and their horns can be close to 60 inches long. I'm sure you've seen pictures. They have the big ones. I'm making the motions as if you can see me, but the big horns that come up and they curl all the way back around. And they are massive. Just look at our SoundCloud picture for today's show, and you can see what I'm talking about. They are awesome. The females, their horns only get like 11 inches. What's neat, so both the male and females kind of have like darker summer coats. The males are going to be dark brown, and the females are kind of a reddish color. But when winter comes around, they both change, their hair changes to a gray color, which is neat. And like most goats, they have goatees, which is where the name comes from. And they have a big black stripe that goes down their back. And it's interesting, it gets darker when it's mating season. So when they're trying to get it on and find mates, that stripe gets a lot darker. These goats, you know, they show that they've been around for like close to 11,000 years. So when you think of that, you know, people have been around these goats for forever. And both these goats and normal goats, you know, one of the reasons they domesticated them, I should say, is because of how handy they are. I mean, goats back in the day were used for milk, goat's milk. I mean, people still do that. Meat, their hair, their skins. Their skins make really good wine cantinas. So, like, the original wine bag is goat skin and guts, which is crazy. But in recent times, the Ibex has been crossbred with modern domestic goats. And it's recognized, it's really strange, but it's recognized as a subspecies only for hunting, not for science quite yet. I don't really know how that goes down or, you know, what it takes to get to that scientific recognition. I mean, I'm sure that I know there is a process. I just don't know what it is. Yeah, the Bazaar Ibex is pretty sweet. Next time I'm in New Mexico, I'm going to see if I can maybe snag a picture of one while we're camping or driving through the mountains, because they are... I laugh when I use the word majestic, because for some reason it makes me think of Will Ferrell, but they are very majestic creatures and just really cool. And the fact that they're still around after all these years, and they're the reason we have goats, and it's just awesome. I don't know, weird little things like that excite me. So there you have it. That's the brief history of goats. Let us know if you have goats. Like I said earlier in the week, we have goats here on our farm. They're handy for things. They're fun. They're cute. Let us know if you have any. You can let us know here below on SoundCloud or on social media. Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook. Just look up The Night Nerd. We'd love to hear from you. Also, make sure you're checking out all the shows on the network. We have our Tuesday, Thursday morning show, DC Animated Adventures, where we talk about old Batman cartoons. It's going to lead to Superman and Justice League as well, and Batman Beyond. It's a lot of fun. We have some cool guests coming up on that. Also, check out our Sunday show, Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words. Derek and Colby break down pop culture news, movie news, comic book news, do best of lists, just genuinely have a lot of fun. It's a really enjoyable show. It's a longer format, so be ready for that. It's anywhere from hour to 2 hours. But like I said, a lot of fun. I really enjoy it. If you want to talk to me directly, you can email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. Our old email was thenightnerd@outlook.com, but we don't use that anymore. And if you really like us, make sure to check out patreon.com/thenightnerd. Lots of good stuff going on over there. Exclusive shows, exclusive content, creator stuff. You can be part of planning. You can co-host shows, everything like that. So check that out, please. And yeah, that's it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you tomorrow. And he stopped in his tracks and he said, "Hey, goat, would you like to live with me? I got a house with a pickup truck in a place across the sea." Yeah. I said, "Sure, why not? I got no family. You seem like a nice guy."